What's going on, One Love family? Welcome back to the One Love podcast. I'm your host, Eugenia Rhett, and I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for following. And if you're getting something out of it, share it with your friends and your family. That's all I ask. All right, guys, I love you, and let's get into today's topic. Alright guys, welcome to season 2. I don't know if you guys noticed, but we're trying something different this season. But I'm really excited for what's to come in season 2. Wherever God takes me, that is where we are going. So let's go. Today's topic is about, well actually, I'm not going to tell you yet. I'm going to tell you a quick little story that most of you probably know. And if you don't, well, it's the first time for everything, right? All right. So today's story comes from John. John 13, 1 through 10. Now, at this moment, I'm not going to read these scriptures. I'm just going to tell you the story, but then I'm going to read the scripture throughout the rest of the time. So, the story is this. They're at the final supper with Jesus Christ, and they're all sitting around, they're talking, and Jesus takes off his robe, he gets a towel, wraps it around his waist, and he goes up to Simon Peter and says, sit down, I'm going to wash your feet, dude. And Simon Peter's like, no, God, no, I shouldn't be washing your feet. I mean, you shouldn't be washing my feet. I should be washing your feet. And Jesus is like, you're missing the point. He is saying, no, I need to wash your feet. And for a lot of us that know that, you know, how, well, the whole world knows, Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. And this was kind of a little preview of what was to come in the coming days. And so Simon Peter was like, well, in that case, why don't you just wash my whole body? And Jesus was like, dude, to be clean, all you need is your feet to be washed and you are completely clean. And Simon Peter was like, okay, because y'all know Simon Peter, like, it's Simon Peter, okay? And so, then he begins to say, Jesus Christ begins to say later on about how everybody in here is going to be cleansed, but there's one that's going to betray me, but we're not going to get into that. We're just going to stick to Jesus Christ washing the feet of his disciples. So, today, or recently, like I said, I've been thinking of Jesus Christ cleaning the feet of the disciples. With everything going on in the world now, with racism and sexism and classism going on, it's just crazy. And I was watching Station 19 the other day. If you guys haven't seen the show, Station 19 is a great show. It brings to life the social injustice that is going on in this world. And I highly recommend it to you guys. I really do. But I was reading those things and, or not reading, but watching. And it was just really, it was really getting to me, you know, how every character felt. There was something different. The black firefighter would come in and he told about his experience with the police one day when he got pulled over in his car. And then the other two black firefighters talked about their experience and how it hurt them so much that when they were trying to rescue two girls that were being kidnapped, that they were the ones that were getting in trouble for doing their job. And then, you know, you had the Latino or Latina. She came in and she was talking about how when she went to school, people were surprised that she was smart and how she was wearing blinders to how America treated black people. And then it was so beautiful how they played it out. And so when watching that, it just got me thinking about this world and what we're going through. And God told me, which is the title of this topic and this discussion, how clean are your feet? And it's a true question. If we go to scripture, John 13 and 10, Jesus says to Simon Peter, anyone who has bathed needs only to wash his feet and is completely clean. And he says, and you are clean, but not all of you. And like I said, we're not going to get into that about how Judas is going to betray him so that he can go to the cross. But we're going to focus on anyone who has bathed needs only to wash his feet. And so my question to you today is, how clean are your feet, bro? How clean are your feet? Because God is the only one that has the perfect clean feet. All of us have walked and we have dirty feet. And when I say walked, we've walked in sin. And the crazy thing is, back then, either you walked barefoot or you walked in sandals. Either way, you had dirty feet. And so when he says that, back then, your dirtiest part was your feet. The rest of your body was pretty clean throughout the day, but your dirtiest part, because you walked everywhere, was your feet. You had so much dirt and grime and dust. And so this metaphor perfectly worked for the time. And honestly, it perfectly works for our time as well, because we all walk in sin at one time or another. So it doesn't matter what race we are. It doesn't matter what sex we are. It doesn't matter what class we're in. We all walk in sin. And so therefore, how clean are your feet? Because if you're looking at somebody else's feet and being critical of how their feet looks and being critical of what type of feet there are and being critical of what's on those feet, how can you be critical of somebody else's feet when you're not even looking at your own feet and seeing how clean they are for you and for Jesus Christ? And so I know you guys are thinking, well, I'm doing that right now. I'm being honest with you guys. I have had dirty feet. I still have dirty feet, because guess what? We all walk in sin every day. We may not know it, but there's little things that do happen and we may react in the wrong way. And guess what? That's a sin. But God always forgives you when you come back and get your feet washed again. And so what I do is at night, I think about what I've done throughout the day, what I've done aimlessly, what I've done without even thinking about it. And I bring it to God. And I say, God, I did this wrong. I shouldn't have did it this way. There's always a better way, in your name. And I repent of the sin that I did. And guess what? He cleans my feet again. The same way Jesus Christ cleans Simon Peter's feet, God comes and cleans our feet. Jesus Christ comes and cleans our feet. So when you want to talk down to somebody that is a different race, a different gender, a different class, before you do, how clean are your feet? When you want to exclude a different gender, a different class, a different race, How clean are your feet? When you don't understand why a different gender, a different class, a different race doesn't have the same justice that you do, look at your feet. Because your feet will tell you a lot about what's going on in this world. Maybe we've never been a part of it. Maybe we've never seen it happen. But now you are seeing it. It is prevalent. It is on TV. You are seeing it. And instead of us looking at our own feet, we're looking at somebody else's feet. Well, he was a drug addict. Well, he was a part of the lower class. Well, she was poor. She had no money. She was living on the street. Well, she had a knife. Well, they had a warrant. Somebody shot at them, so they had probable cause to shoot back. Why are we looking at other people's feet? We can't clean their feet. And by you putting judgment or putting whatever is going through your head that doesn't even connect to the person on them, then you're dirtying up your feet even more. We have to look at our own feet first, guys. I'm going to read the whole story to you real quick. Excuse me. I'm going to read the whole story to you guys real quick so you guys can understand how important it is to look at your own feet. It says, now before the Passover feast, Jesus knew that his hour had come for him to leave this world and return to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. It was during supper when the devil had already put the thought of betrayal, or when the devil had already put betraying Jesus into the heart of Judas, Simon's son, that Jesus, knowing that the Father had put everything into his hands and that he had come from God and was now returning to God, got up from supper, took off his outer robe, and taking a servant's towel, he tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began washing the disciples' feet and wiping them with the towel which was tied around his waist. When he came to Simon Peter, he said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Jesus replied to him, you do not realize now what I'm doing, but you will fully understand it later. Peter said to him, you will never wash my feet, Jesus answered. Unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, excuse me, good Lord. Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head. And here we are. Jesus said to him, anyone who has bathed needs only to wash his feet and is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you. Again, like I said, we're not going deeper into that. But he says, you are clean by the washing of your feet. That is all that needs to be clean, guys, is the washing of your feet. And then he says, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. So are your feet clean by Jesus? Did you go get a pedicure from the one and only Jesus Christ? Because if you didn't, you have no part with him. It makes you think, right? It made me think when he gave me this revelation. It made me think, how clean are my feet? Am I doing all I can to keep my feet clean throughout the day? Am I doing all I can to help lead others to Jesus so that their feet can be clean? It's a lot to think about. It is. But before all of that, we have to stop judging and putting stereotypes on other people around us. Because their feet may not be clean, but neither are ours. We need to focus on cleaning our feet and getting our feet clean by the ultimate one, the only one, Jesus Christ. When we repent of our sin, it means to turn, right? Which means we are trying to change. So when we focus on our own feet and ask ourselves how clean are our feet, then we can change ourselves. Then Jesus can come on the inside after he cleans our feet and give us a nice little pedicure, you know, for the girls, paint the nails, for the guys. I don't know. Y'all might want to have some clear paint. I don't know. But after he does that, he comes on the inside through the Holy Spirit. And then he starts changing us on the inside. He's cleaned our feet. He's taken off all the sins that we have walked into, that we were walking around in. He's done that by laying his life down for all of our sins. And so he comes and he cleans our feet. And now he's coming on the inside of you to change your ways. So focus on your feet, guys. Focus on your feet. Nobody else's feet should be the priority. Your own feet should be the priority. Because when your own feet are the priority and making sure all the sin is washed off every day and trying to change to make yourself better, I know there's not going to be a day where you're not going to sin, but I'm just saying that there is going to be less of it. Because when you look at yourself and you change yourself inward, then every day when you ask Jesus Christ to wash your feet, he may only have to scrape off the dead skin. He may only have to repaint the nails. But at first time, he's got to scrub and he's got to wash. Because we walk in sin. So if your first time listening to this, this is your first time thinking about your feet and how they may not be washed because you've been walking in sin for too long, then I urge you today to get your feet washed. Pray to Jesus and ask him for his forgiveness so he can wash your feet. And then after that, remember to think, how clean are my feet every day? Every day. So that you can change on the inside and we're no longer being stereotypical about somebody else. And we're thinking, you know what? God is changing me on the inside. You're my brother. You're my sister. I am here with you and we are one body in Christ. And that is how it's going to be. My feet aren't as clean as yours. Both of our feet have walked through sin, and we walk through sin every day, but we both continue to repent to the one and only Jesus Christ for our sins, and he continues to wash our feet every day because he's the only perfect one that ever walked this earth. And we continue to be more like him. And yeah, every now and then we may walk in some mud, but as long as we come back and we repent and we continue to try to change ourselves, that means we're doing better. How clean are your feet? Ask yourself that this week. If you're realizing they're not that clean, get them clean. If you're realizing they can be cleaner, get them clean. If you realize they're not clean at all, get them clean. Because the only one that can clean anyone's feet is Jesus Christ. The only one that can take away any of our sins and forgive us is Jesus Christ. And as soon as you do that, change will come. So I urge you to ask yourself the question every day this week and see slowly over the week how changes are happening in your life. That's it for today, guys. I really do hope that you guys got something out of this. I pray that... Let me pray real quick. God, I pray right now for the people on the other side of this podcast who are listening. I pray that they're thinking, how clean are their feet, God? And I pray that if they see that their feet aren't as clean or their feet can be clean, which is all of us, that we come to you and we'll repent of our sin and we have our feet cleaned again, that we have you come and wash our feet, that we get the ultimate pedicure that we could ever get. Because when we give our sin to you, it is forgiven, it is forgotten, and we begin to change on the inside. And so God, I pray that you continue to be with us every day as we walk into this week. I pray that our mindset begins to change, God, as we continue to ask, how clean are our feet, God? I pray that our words out of our mouth begin to change as we continue to ask ourselves, how clean are our feet, God? As always, God, I pray protection over those that are listening and over all those around the world, God. I pray that you bring peace in the hearts of the people who are going to be coming to you to get their feet clean. And I pray a blessed week over all those who are listening, God. And I pray these things in your beautiful son, Jesus' name. Amen. You guys, I pray that you have a beautiful week. I'm excited for season two, guys. Here we are. New things, little new things. I am trying to figure it out, and it is a fun ride with you guys. So stay tuned. Let's continue to walk with God and see where he takes us. Have a good week. What is going on, One Love family? Thank you guys for listening. I hope that you got something out of that. I did when God gave the revelation to me. So I pray that the way I articulated it, you got a revelation from it as well. If you did, I ask that you share it on any social media or to your friends and your family. Before I go, I just wanted to pray with those who are coming to Jesus for the first time. If that is you, pray this prayer with me. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for me. I, today, accept you as my Lord and Savior. Come and clean my feet, God, because I know I have walked in sin, and I need your hands to wash my feet. Transform me, change me, and guide me. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And if you have just given your life to Christ, yes, Lord, and I know I'm loud, but there's a reason, because there is millions and trillions of angels that are in heaven praising because you have given your soul to Jesus Christ so that you can have everlasting life and the greatest connection that you could ever have on this earth. I hope you're just as excited as I am, because it may not be an easy ride, but it's going to be a great one. And if you need anything from me, just email me at emrboot@gmail.com and I'll answer back as soon as possible. I love you guys. Have a great week. Talk to you soon.